In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we honour those men and women who, in world wars, joined the armed forces and selflessly gave their lives to protect their country and the lives of others, and to give us all hope for the future. We find in our gospel reading Jesus seeking recruits to join his own army. He's walking along the Sea of Galilee at sunset, and as he walks, he sees Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They're hard at work, no doubt their faces glistening with sweat as they labour to catch the fish. And Jesus calls out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." Simon and Andrew are intrigued by this mysterious man and his compelling words. They feel a stirring in their hearts and decide to leave their nets behind, immediately following Jesus along the shore. Further down the beach, Jesus spots James and John, the sons of Zebedee, mending their nets with their father. And he calls out to them as well, and without hesitation, they too immediately leave everything to follow him. We are witnessing this pivotal moment when Jesus begins his public ministry, the beginnings of a new kind of army, not one that would physically fight and kill and maim, but one that would bring hope to humankind. He speaks to these potential new disciples using a metaphor that, as fishermen, they can easily understand. Jesus is inviting them to discipleship, to join him in his mission of spreading the word of God and bringing people to faith by calling them to become fishers of people. They're being asked to go out into the world, and through preaching and teaching and by example, raise up soldiers to serve in the kingdom of God, God's own army. We might wonder why these ordinary men responded. Had they become despondent with the life of a fisherman? Did Jesus come along at just the right time to give them the opportunity to try a new way of life? According to Matthew's account of this event, they had already had one encounter of Jesus' teaching and had heard his proclamations. Was it because of that? In this second encounter, they were stirred and felt a real desire to be part of this new mission. We've got no real certainty about that. But what we can be certain of is that if Jesus calls us, he will make his voice heard one way or another. But we, of course, have free will to make the choice of whether to respond or not. Simon and Andrew and James and John heard the call and didn't hesitate. Their response was immediate. Do you envy them just a bit? There are times in life You know, times when life would be so much easier for me if I just made up my mind about something and stopped faffing around and weighing up the pros and cons of every little thing instead of just trusting. I remember when I first made a full commitment to Jesus, which wasn't until I was an adult. I'd had a lot of teaching about the importance of discernment, of testing things to make sure that it really was of God's calling. And as with most new Christians, I was desperate to get everything right. So one day I asked our vicar, how long should I keep praying before I could be sure I had discernment? And he replied, there comes a time when you have to stop praying and just get on with it. And I must admit, it was a bit of a relief. I've been praying for a long time. Now, I'm not advocating for one moment that you should all stop praying for discernment. But sometimes we have to consider whether we're using prayer as an excuse not to get stuck in and make a difference. Can you remember a time when you've been asked for a response to a request and said, oh, I'm still praying about it, I'll let you know? But what's really going on is that we're not sure we really want to do whatever it is, and we're stalling for time. But back to our gospel reading. We see a significant shift from the ministry of John the Baptist to that of Jesus, one that emphasizes the urgency of God's message in a time of political and social unrest. It reminds us that in uncertain times, the message of hope and salvation remains even more crucial. Following John the Baptist's imprisonment, Jesus goes into Galilee and declares the fulfillment of God's promises. The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. He declares the fulfillment of God's promises, calling for immediate repentance and belief, a call that remains relevant today as people seek purpose and direction in their lives. And just as in Jesus' time, we today are in times of political and social unrest. This week I was at a prayer meeting with members of the Christian Police Association, just as the news broke that Trump had won the American elections. And as we discussed the possible consequences, someone in the group reminded us that God was in there, in the midst, just as he always is, no matter how difficult the situation. How easily we forget that. Never more than now do we need to be in God's army. Never more than now do we need to respond with immediacy. Never more than now do Christians need to respond to God's call to share their faith and make disciples in their communities and beyond. The call to discipleship can seem challenging. It may mean life-changing decisions. It may take us out of our comfort zone, but it promises a deeper relationship with God and a purposeful life. And remember that in God's army, we do have a full set of uniform to protect us. We're told so in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. We have the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes with which to walk the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. If we have the courage to put on that armour, we have all we need to win the war against the evils of our world. There will be no more war. We will all be in the same army, God's army, an army of peacekeepers who will allow him to guide our thoughts, words, and actions, marching forward in faith to create a world that sees equality of resources and wealth for all of humankind. So now the crunch questions. Are you ready to enlist? Are you ready to take up the sword of the Spirit? Are you ready to step out in faith and trust him completely? Are you ready to do it immediately, just like those fishermen? Or will you be like me and spend too long weighing up the pros and cons? Because the truth is, there are no cons. Whatever we are called to give up, God will replace with something so much better. And remember too, that God never gives us anything to do that we cannot handle. He knows us so well. We're allowed to make mistakes and learn from them. So many instances in the Bible where we hear the disciples made mistakes, but they got up again. They put on the armour and they carried on. They had God's forgiveness. So we are allowed to make mistakes and to learn from them, so long as we put our trust in him. Will you leave your doubts and embark on a journey that leads to rewards beyond measure for ourselves and those we serve in the name of Jesus? Will you answer God's call and start your march of faith today? Amen. So I've just finished with a short prayer. Eternal God, who calls us daily to follow you, may we clothe ourselves in the armour of faith and march boldly with love, humility, and grace for the sake of your kingdom. Amen.